I need thee, oh, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, we need you, Lord, we need you, Lord. 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 Come the more. Come the more. Come the more. Come the more, come the more, and have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way. Have your way. I'll say yes. 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 Yes to your will. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and your magnificent name, God. We come before your presence with singing. We come before your presence this morning with praise. We come before you with thankfulness in our heart, God. God, and we are determined to bless your name. God, I can't help but say it, but the songwriter said, from the rising of the sun into the setting down or the going down of the same, God, your name is worthy, God. You're so worthy. You're worthy of the glory, God. You're so worthy, Lord. You're worthy of the honor, God. You're so worthy. You're worthy to be praised. And so, God, we bless your name this morning, and we thank you for another opportunity to bless and to magnify your great and morning and glorious and righteous name. God, we thank you for the very air that we breathe. We thank you for another chance to say yes, God, another chance to say yes to your will, and another opportunity to say yes to your way. God, we come before you with praise, God, because we understand that when praises go up, blessings come on down. And God, when we praise you, God, our praises shift the atmosphere. And God, as I sung, yes, Lord, and yes to your will and yes to your way, God, I felt you to begin to change things and shift things in this location where I'm at right now. And I'm so grateful, God, that, God, you come in wherever we might be at, God. And, God, you come in and you will inhabit the praises of your people, God. And anytime you come in, God, you show up in a great and mighty way. God, you come in to heal. God, you come in to deliver. God, you come in and to set free. God, you come in to make crooked ways straight. And, God, you come in to turn things around. God, you never show up, and God, and do nothing. God, but you always come in, God. And when you always come in, God, you show yourself strong and you show yourself mighty. And so, God, with gratefulness in my heart this morning, Lord, I tell you thank you. Thank you for another chance to say yes to your will and another chance to say yes to your way and another opportunity, God, to experience the goodness of your glory and the power of your presence. Thank you for being such an awesome God. A God who knows just what we need and more. We can cast all of our cares over to you because you care for us and you know what's best for us and you know our ending from our beginning. We can cast all of our cares over to you, God, because you know how much we can bear. And God, you know the way that we should take and you know the ways that we should go. And so, God, we can look to you. We can depend upon you. We can trust in you, God. We don't have to fear, nor do we have to fret, nor do we have to doubt, because you remain to be a consistent and faithful God. And so we rise early in the morning, God, just to seek your face, Lord, because we know, oh, God, that's a good opportunity for you to be found. Before we go through our days, before we find ourselves in direst, a confusing or, God, a difficult situation, Lord, we always can find your face in the still of the morning. Before we find ourselves caught up in the hustle and the bustle of the day, before we become overwhelmed by the task and the cares and the things of this world, we can find you in this peaceful still of the morning, and we can find ourselves tuning in or tapping into the source of our strength. We've come before your presence this morning with singing because we need your help, God. We need your help to make it in this day and time. We need your help, God, even right now, God, to accomplish any task, any plan that we have for ourselves on this given day, God. God, you know our ending from our beginning. And so, God, you know the way that we should take and you know the way that we should go. It would be foolish for us, God, to go in a day, God, without seeking your face and seeking your direction. And so, God, just like the songwriter said, in all my ways acknowledge you so that you will direct my pathways, Lord, I'm seeking you this morning, God, in all my ways. God, if we need an understanding, God, in all thy getting, get an understanding, God. And I understand, God, that you are everything that I need and more. I understand, God, that I cannot do anything without you. God, I understand, God, that I am absolutely nothing without you, God. And without you on my side, God, I'm walking in a land filled with darkness with no light. But, God, with you on my side, God, there's nothing that can be hid from me, God. There's nothing, oh, God, that can creep up or sneak up on me, God, because you know everything, God, and you know the way that I should take, and you know the way that I should go. And so, God, we put our cups out this morning because we need more of you. God, I know, God, that you have already given us all of you, God, but we want to surrender even more in every area of our lives. God, in our homes, we surrender all. We surrender to your will, and we surrender to your way. God, in our finances, Lord, we surrender all. We surrender all to you, God, and we surrender all to you that we can. God, we surrender all, God, and when it comes to our families, when it comes to our children, when it comes to our jobs, when it comes to our bodies, when it comes to our thoughts, and when it comes to our minds, God, we surrender all, Lord, because all to you we owe. If it had not been for you on my side, Lord, I have no doubt I would be somewhere in the loony bin, or I would be somewhere in jail. Oh, God, because the storms that have raged in my life and the things that I have dabbled in, God, that I've allowed to come into my life, Lord, should have consumed me. God, it should have destroyed me. Lord, it should have taken me out. But, God, you had plans for me, God. My destiny was greater than my destitute, God. I thank you, God, today that, God, what you had for me, the plans and the thoughts that you had for me, God, far exceeded what I had for myself and what I had planned for myself. And I'm grateful, God, that you did not leave me to my own will and to my own way, but you compelled me to choose you. You urged me and you encouraged me to select you as my God, to allow you to lead, guide, and direct me. And when my soul says yes, when my soul said yes, oh, God, you turned my situation around. I'm no longer a foreigner, but, God, I became a joint heir. I'm no longer known by my old ways. God, I'm a joint heir with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm thankful, God, that my old ways don't dictate my new life. My old thoughts and my old habits, God, don't control my new image, God, and my new God path that I walk. God, I'm so grateful, God, because I'm even reminded right now, God, that that if any man be in Christ, we're no longer known as someone that's old, but we have been made new. God, look at God, Mary Magdalene. God, she was known as a prostitute, God, a harlot, God. She was looked down upon, God. She was disrespected, Lord. But, God, after she gave her life to you, no longer was she known as what she was, but, God, her legacy and her destiny, God, her legacy, God, is known as the woman that washed your feet with her hair. And God poured that great ointment on your feet, God, that others were mad about it, but God, she did it for your glory. And God, her reputation, that's the word I was looking for, was changed. Thank you for God changing my reputation. I'm no longer who I was, because since I'm in you, God, I've been created new. Old things have been passed away. Old habits, God, have been tossed to the side. God, old, oh God, thought thinking and old thoughts have been pushed away. And now, God, I'm new in you. My walk is new. My life is new. God, my actions are new. And, Lord, the way that I'm going is absolutely new. I thank you, God, for making me new today. And so, Lord, as we opened up this morning, I need you. Oh, Lord, I need you. God, I'm desperate for you. I understand that I can't do anything without you. And so, God, my soul says yes. My soul says yes to your will, and I say yes to your way. God, I put this flesh under subjection. Lord, I cast the devil out of our minds, Lord. God, he's a lying wonder. God, he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I'm thankful that I don't have to depend upon him, and I don't have to trust in him, but I can trust in the God of my salvation. Oh, God, the one who created the heavens and the earth, I can trust in the God of my salvation, the one who provides all of my needs according to his riches up in and glory. Lord, I can depend upon you, and my trust is in you, God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, God. I can look to you, and I can depend upon you, God, because you never change, and you yet remain to be the same. God, I'm grateful this morning that as I come before your presence with singing, and I come before you in this time of prayer, that you are a God that never fails. And I thank you for never failing us. I thank you for never turning your back on us. And God, I thank you for being everything that we need and more. And Lord, I don't know what you have in store for us on this day. This, I believe, is the 8th day of February. God, the year is already progressing real quickly. And I don't know what you have in store for me. But Lord, I declare this morning that I shall walk by faith and not by sight. God, because it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. It doesn't matter what the enemy has planned and the traps he may try to set against us, because you have already declared in your word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And God, if even people try to put their lips on us, their mouths on us, and talk about us, God, we can bind those evil thoughts and those evil words, God, and they don't have to stick on us. Yes, sticks and stones may break our bones, but names won't hurt us because, God, your name is great, God, and we can just call on your name. God, help us to love on ourselves. Help us to understand who we are. Help us to understand whose we are. And God, entreat ourselves to be a part of the royal priesthood and the chosen generation. Lord, I've been stressing upon the people at Praise Center that we have to love on ourselves. We go put ourselves in a corner. We don't look for help, and we don't lean and depend upon our brothers and our sisters to pray and to encourage us. And oftentimes we find ourselves isolated, God, and dejected and rejected and overwhelmed, God, not willing to reach out to those that are willing to pray. God, help us to love on ourselves, to understand that we have power, understand that we have power, we have authority, and that we have people that love us as much as we hopefully love ourselves. We put our cups out to you today, that you would strengthen us in every area of our lives. First, begin with us, helping us to love on ourselves, God, understanding how important we are to you. God, you made us just a little bit lower than the angels, so we are somebody special. God, we're not the trash that people say that we are. God, we're not the castaways that we once used to be. We're no longer foreigners. We're no longer aliens, but we belong to you. And since we belong to you, God, we are somebody special. Help me to love myself as much as you love me. Help me to love others as much as you love me as well. Help me to love all my enemies, God, just as much as you love me. Because, Lord, for me to love others and for me to love my enemies, God, I first have to love on myself. I thank you for making me in your image. I thank you for giving me another chance to experience your glory and to see the manifestation of your power in my life on this day. I thank you for a mind to say yes to you, God. For you woke me up this morning and you started me on my way and you gave me a desire. You put an urging in me, oh God, to find myself in prayer. And so, God, we submit ourselves to your will. We submit ourselves to your way, God, today. We're thankful, God, that you have blessed us to be able to see another day. And so, God, as we go through this day, God, we're grateful, God, that you've given us the breath of life that we can breathe you in, oh, God, into our situations, into our souls, into our thoughts, and into our actions all the day long. God, I ask that you would order our footsteps today. Lead, God, and direct your people and grant us victory, grant us wisdom, and grant us strength this day. Lord, we won't let this day go by without praising you. But we will offer unto you the sacrifice of praise that you are so worthy of. Hear our pleas. Hear our cries. Hear our worship. Hear our adoration. God, hear your people and come to our rescue. Come to our defense. And, Lord, walk with us, talk with us, lead and guide and direct us throughout this day. And, Father, if you do that, we shall praise you, we shall magnify you, and we shall glorify you. There is absolutely no one that's like you. And because of who you are, Lord, We give you the glory and we give you the honor and we give you the praise on this day that you have made. Thank you even now. We bless your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. We say thank God, amen and amen.